You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. For thousands of years, Native American tribes in the Pacific Northwest have used rivers as highways and traveled on canoes. But centuries of forced assimilation and genocide have pushed some indigenous people out of the water. So every year, a different tribe hosts a canoe journey to reclaim that culture. This year's tradition was special. Native people gathered near Alcatraz to honor both the history of the earth and the elders who fought to defend their place in it. KALW's Holly J. McDeed reports.
The sun is just beginning to rise, and the moon is still visible and full. More than 200 people, representing dozens of Native tribes, gather at Aquatic Park on the shores of the San Francisco Bay. Ed Archie Noisecat grew up by British Columbia's mountains. He helped organize this canoe journey. He says it's a celebration of nature, an indigenous history rooted in water.
That is where we are all coming from. You know, the waters pulled us together, the waters sustained us, and the water gives us life.
Canyon Sarah's Roots is a member of the Indian Canyon Mootson Band of Coast Unknown Ohlone people. She also goes by Coyote Woman. She offers encouragements before the tribes push off towards Alcatraz. She says this canoe journey is also about remembering a more contemporary history of indigenous resistance. 50 years ago, activists sailed to Alcatraz to reclaim Indian land and bring attention to the government's mistreatment of them.
I am blessed and lucky to witness cultural resilience of indigenous peoples from all around, that we are still here.
The Native War Jack was one of the original occupiers in 1969.
I'm just thankful that I'm still alive, and the plants, the animals, the water, the pollution that's going on, you know, we just need to continue our prayers, because we wouldn't be here without those prayers.
She says a treaty from 1868 gave Native people the right to federal land once it's abandoned. And Alcatraz Island had been abandoned in 1963 when the prison shut down over costs.
Well, shame on them. I mean, you know, it was like another broken treaty right in front of us in this day and age. Of course, you know, government broke every single treaty we had.
The Coast Guard tried to stop them, and the government cut off electrical power when they arrived and blocked access to water. In this archival footage, occupier Richard Oakes sarcastically offers to buy Alcatraz for $24, glass beads, and red cloth. The occupier said that was the same price that Indians supposedly received for the island of Manhattan.
We will further guide the inhabitants in a proper way of living. We will offer them our religion, our education, our life ways, in order to help them achieve our level of civilization and thus raise them and all their white brothers up from their savage and unhappy state.
Wojcik says the occupation attracted national attention for indigenous people who had been largely invisible.
They didn't even know there were Indians left alive, so it kind of took them by surprise that we popped up.
The occupation ended in 1971 when the government forced the last activists off the island. But Wojcik says living on Alcatraz forever was never the point. They wanted reparations for broken treaties and to establish ecology centers and space for Native culture.
And of course, that's the first thing we wanted to establish, was our identity as Native people, and bring back our culture and our spiritual ways.
During the occupation, President Richard Nixon ended the government policy of forced assimilation. He returned the sacred Blue Lake in New Mexico to Native people and provided funding for reservation-based healthcare programs.
Taking the island ignited everything. It's like a rock that hits the water and it just keeps on going.
Wojcik says the occupation's message about resilience and community still flows through indigenous rights movements today, from Standing Rock to marches for climate to canoe journeys in the bay. Oh! 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 After circling the island, the canoes make their way back to San Francisco. Per indigenous protocol, tribe members ask for permission to return as they get closer to the shore.
We heard there used to be canoe people down here. We come to share our good medicine with our songs and what the canoes bring when they're on the water.
Native elders and community leaders are there, waiting to welcome them back to the land.
Welcome to Yulamu. We welcome you ashore. The Ohlone community welcomes you in a good way. We are grateful that you had a safe journey, and we are happy to share space and share a feast. So please come ashore safely, and welcome to Yulamu.
In San Francisco, I'm Holly J. McDeed for Cross Currents.
Holly is KALW's justice reporter. You can find more of her stories at kalw.org. And be sure to tune in tonight at 5 to Cross Currents for more stories from around the Bay. For KALW News, I'm Hanat Baba.